Hi, Carol Hills here with another GeoQuiz from PRI's The World. So you might have a street in your neighborhood that's named after a notable person. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevards are common. New York City has a Peter Jennings Way. And just a couple miles from our studio, there's John F. Kennedy Street in Cambridge. But what about Sergei Dovlatov Way? Ring any bells? Likely not. Dovlatov was an obscure but celebrated Russian author. His work was a little Bukowski and a little absurdist. For Russians, he's a big deal. But for Americans, he's widely unknown. Dovlatov lived in New York City until he passed away in 1990, but recently some New Yorkers have worked to keep his humble legacy alive. Back in July, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio signed legislation to name a New York street after him, the result of 18,000 people signing an online petition. So for today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for the borough where Dovlatov lived and where a street will officially be given his name on September 7th. Any guesses? You've got 15 seconds starting now. And your time is up. We were looking for the New York City borough of Queens. The World's Alina Simone has the rest of the story for us.
It's an unlikely place for history to be made. A confusing neighborhood wedged between competing airports, where businesses can be three things at once, you know, pizza, sushi, bagel shop. But after 18,000 people signed a change.org petition, 63rd Drive here in Queens, at the corner of 108th Street, will soon be known as Sergei Dovlatov Way. If you're Russian-American like me, you're probably quietly rejoicing. If not, it's more like, who is Sergei Dovlatov? Dovlatov is kind of the Bukowski of Russian literature. He battled his demons in the pages of his autobiographical novels. He had one of those epic 20th century lives, working as a guard in Soviet prison camps, struggling in obscurity when his work was banned, and finally moving to New York under pressure from the KGB. But once in the United States, Dovlatov's career thrived. His books were published here for the first time, and he lived just long enough to witness his popularity explode. In Russia, that is.
Everyone. I would get on the metro and people would be reading the books, or I'd walk on a street and people would be sitting on a bench reading my dad.
That's Dovlatov's daughter, Catherine, whose translation of her father's novel, Pushkin Hills, was published last year. Sergei Dovlatov died of a heart attack in 1990, when he was only 49, but his wife Yelena still lives in their apartment on 63rd Drive. Sitting on the couch in that apartment, I asked Yelena what their life here was like. She says, our life looked like the life of all new immigrants. We survived everything. Lack of money, difficulties with the culture and everyday domestic life. Then Catherine adds,
I remember our life as being very loud in this apartment. My father was loud. He was big. He took a lot of space. There were always phone calls. He was always talking to somebody. It was full of life. This notion occurred to me later, but I think he loved jazz because he himself struggled against chaos. People would come over. He was quite popular among the emigre and cultured circles, and so people came here all the time. And they would always gather in this kitchen and eat and drink and talk and discuss literature mostly, at least as far as I remember. It was always about literature or, you know, local gossip. So that's what I remember. And then after he died, it went quiet. So I remember that was a difficult thing to get used to.
I wondered what Dovlatov, whose writing was hardly sentimental, would have thought had he known one day his own street would bear his name.
I think he probably would have joked something. It's like, I told you kids you have a great dad. I mean, I think going back, obviously, we had a difficult relationship. And part of the immigrant experience is that, you know, kids don't really understand their parents. We start to speak different languages. We have different values. We just kind of grow apart a little bit because culturally we're different as well. And so I think for my dad, it was important back then that I understood that what he was doing was important and, you know, that literature was important, that he was somebody, I guess, not just kind of an immigrant loser who, I don't know, didn't have money.
As for Yelena, had she known this would happen someday? She says, I would probably have rushed to America earlier. As it is, she's still getting used to the idea. She says, of course, it's an indescribable feeling to find yourself on a street named after a member of your own family, and to try to pretend that's a perfectly normal occurrence. Before I left, I asked them whether there was a single Довлатов quote that might apply to the triumph and irony of the situation. It's a comment Довлатов once made about the paradoxical nature of his fame. I'm both surprised when I'm recognized and surprised when I'm not recognized. For The World, this is Alina Simone from Queens.
So it's just a little street corner, but we're wondering, have you been to Sergei Довлатов Way? Our email is geoquiz@pri.org. Or you can tweet us. We're @geoquiz. I'm Carol Hills. Thanks for listening.